Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The mass firings are likely unlawful, will likely be challenged in court, and we also know it does nothing to improve the health, safety, and economic well-being of the American people. It will hurt it.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's unclear if announced firings at the Department of Health and Human Services will happen or what their result would be. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced 10,000 staffers will be dismissed, doubling the total of already announced layoffs and voluntary departures. One previous agency head says the firings seem to be based on the delusion that employees there aren't actually doing anything, and others say it could mean a man-made disaster dealing with problems like the current measles outbreak. Meanwhile, election experts doubt President Donald Trump's election-related executive order will go into wide effect. The Constitution gives the job of election administration to the states. While Congress has passed laws that force or entice states, that typically takes more than a presidential order. David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says reaction at the state level will be partisan.
Unfortunately, I think you've seen some Republicans. I saw a statement from the Secretary of State of Florida who said that this was welcome. I don't know that he would have said the same thing if President Biden had tried to do an executive order of this type.
Then President Joe Biden signed a voting order after a related bill failed in the Senate but was met by stiff GOP resistance. Trump's executive order requires a passport or similar document as proof of citizenship to vote. Critics charge it would depress turnout, noting even most Trump supporters don't have a passport. States like New York are considering legislation to broaden voting rights. Along with almost $11 million for voter outreach, lawmakers are debating enhanced automatic voter registration and protecting voting for eligible folks awaiting trial behind bars. Stephen Choi with New Yorkers for Inclusive Democracy says it's a reaction to moves like Trump's.
They're going to try to make sure they use these myths about fraud to try to cut down on voting rights, especially for communities of color, for Black, Latino, Asian communities.
The heads of National Public Radio and the Public Broadcasting System testified before the House Department of Government Efficiency Subcommittee, with some conservatives again agitating to cut their funding. Committee member and Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene says the broadcasters have become radical left echo chambers.
It is actively uses taxpayer funds to push some of the most radical left positions, like featuring a drag queen on the show Let's Learn, a show targeted toward young children ages 3 to 8 years old.
By the end of the hearing, entitled Anti-American Airwaves, holding the heads of NPR and PBS accountable, Green announced the House will move to cut all of their federal funds. President Trump withdrew the nomination of New York Representative Elise Stefanik to be UN ambassador. House Republicans say an open seat in a possible swing district could threaten their razor-thin majority. Trump says he may consider the close ally for a future position. Stefanik has been the New York 21st District Representative since 2014 with strong support, in spite of the seat being previously held by Democrats. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.